Okay, we are up to Simen Tov Chavav. We are up to the Dirshus of Seif Aleph. Again, it's on page Resh Pei Vav. Simen Tov Chavav. Kiddush Levana. So we've already done the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah. So we're up to the Dirshu number 1. Okay, can you show him where it is? He'll show him where it is. Okay, if you have a question of where we're up to, he'll show you where it is. Okay, we're up to number 1. We learned here that women do not recite... I'm reading the Dirshu number 1. We learned that women do not recite Kiddush Levana. They did not make the bracha because Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah says Shazman Grama. It depends on time. Any time we have a mitzvah, which is dependent upon time, Noshim are exempt. So here we have some very nice lumbus. Why exactly is Kiddush Levana mitzvah says Shazman Grama? Number 1, Yamash Shenech Shaves Pirchas Levana Miskimsa says Shazman Grama, Hiksha Chokma Shlomo, Shasiba Shame of Archim Alvana, Achway M Sakhoi, Deshumi Shum Shaz, Halavana Necheres Velechis. Why is that we only make bracha Kiddush Levana the first 15 days of the month? Once we come to day 16, it's too late to make Kiddush Levana. So the answer is because you only make a bracha when it's on the way up. It's the renewal. It's only called a renewal when it's on the way up. Once you reach a full moon, then it's on the way down. It's not called renewal. It's now, it's old.
Declining.
Now, if that's the case, the imkain, the along comes the dear, she'll ask the question, b'chokma shlomo, loy hazman goyrim el ha'esa mitzvah, ela mitziuso shel ha'levana. If that's the case, it's not time. The reason why you don't make a bracha the last 15 days is because the levana is no longer complete. What is the mitzvah say shazman grama? Something which is the same every single day of the year, but you only make a bracha this day of the year. Lulav and Esrog. You can import the lulav and Esrog any day of the year. Okay, you have to go to the right, get the right climate to get your Esrog, but you can get an Esrog, you can preserve an Esrog, or you can go to another country and get an Esrog in the middle of the winter. The Esrog are available in the middle of the winter, they may not be fully developed. You can get a lulav. You can get hadas and revels any time of the year. They are exactly the same the entire. The Torah said, make the bracha on this day of the year. The mitzias is the same. It's the zman that tells us when we should make the bracha. By Kiddush Levana, the Levana is not available every single day of the year. The Levana is available the first 15 days of the month, but the second 15 days of the month, the Levana is incomplete. So it's not because of the time, it's because of the mitzias, of the reality that the Levana is incomplete. That is not called a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So a very difficult question. How can you tell me the reason why women didn't make a bracha on Levana is because the Levana is mitzvah shazman grama? That's not true. In order for something to be called zman grama, the reality must be the same, must be a constant. And the only reason why you make the bracha on a particular day is because the Torah says this is the day I want you to make the bracha on. The reason why we make a bracha on during the first 15 days of the month is because the Levana, the reality. It's not because of the time, it's because of the reality. The reality is the Levana is new, is on the way up for the first 15 days. On the last 15 days, the reality is the Levana is on the way down. So this is not Zman Grama. That's his question. The Imkain Loya Zman Grama Elas HaMitzvah Elah Mitziusa Shel Levana Ulechein In Adem Olam Mitzvah Kamaj Lulav Sukkah Shev Shel Asas Mechol Zman. You can make a sukkah the whole year round. Who's stopping you? Who's stopping you today from going out to your backyard and putting up your sukkah, putting up the schach, and putting up the decorations and the electricity and going and sitting in the table in your sukkah? No one's stopping you. Why then don't you do it? Because the Torah says that today is not the day to do it. That's called Zman Grama. But if you physically don't have a levana, the levana is not, it's getting smaller, it's waning, you can't make the bracha. What's the answer? So he says something really amazing. One of those long bracha. There are two parts of the bracha. The end of the bracha concludes Mechadesh Chodoshim. You're right. Machmasim habrocha shemavarchem chadesh chadashim yuinu chadashim shu ala levana, which refers specifically to the levana. You're right. Ein nechshavus k'misa shman grama, and women would have been obligated to make the bracha. Ella machmas tchilas habrocha. Look at the text of the bracha. The bracha begins asher b'mamaro bara shechakim. With your word, you have created the heavens. If that would be the whole bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher B'mamaro, with your word, Bara Shechakim, you have created the heavens. And that would be the whole bracha. And there are a few more words. Can you make that bracha any day of the year? Yeah, why not? It's not referring to the moon. That's referring to the heavens. Uvaruch Piv Kol Tzva'am, and with you, the breath of your mouth, all of the stars. Chok Uzman Nosan Lohem, you've given it a chok Uzman Shlo Yishanu Es Tafkidam. They should not deviate from their mission, from their orbit. Sasim Usmeichem Lasoyis Ritzon Koinam Poil Emes Shepulos Emes. The entire bracha until you get to the very, very end is a generic praise which can technically be said any day of the year. It doesn't say anything in the bracha about the moon and its renewal. The only time you get to the part of the bracha that discusses the moon and its renewal is the very, very end of the bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechadesh, you renew Chodoshim, the month. And the month is a synonym for the moon. So when you get to the end of the bracha, Mechadesh Chodoshim, now you have to evaluate, is this part of the bracha Zman Grama or is it not Zman Grama? So you only say it 15 days of a cycle. So that's Zman Grama. No, that's not called Zman Grama. It's because of the reality. You just don't have a moon. Really, you would say it the whole month. Every month. You say it once a month because there's a new moon. But it's not the reason why you can't say it the whole month. It's because of the reality that you don't have a moon to say it on the last 15 days of the month. So you're right. When you get to the end of the bracha, it does not necessarily qualify as Zman Grama. It's not the Zman that's the problem, it's the reality that's the problem. But the beginning of the bracha, the majority, 90% of the bracha, has nothing to do with the moon. It's a Birchas HaShevach. It's a blessing where we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He has created the heavens, He has created the stars, He has put them in orbit, He has created a system where everything works properly. It's a general blessing of praise, which technically can be recited any day of the year.
So,
that's how Chazal. That's a separate issue. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer, but that's the way the bracha. This is how the bracha. What?
I'm not saying the Chazal. I'm saying where's his svara to say, well, you know,
well, being,
it's not,
since the majority of the bracha is Zman Grama, because the majority of the bracha is, the reality is the same, the majority of the bracha, the reality is constant, and Chazal have told us only make this bracha during the first 15 days, that it qualifies as a bona fide Zman Grama. Because the reality of what it says in the bracha, the 95% of the bracha, the reality of what the content of the 95% of the bracha is constant. If it's constant, so why are we only saying the bracha during the first 15 days? Because Chazal are telling us Zman Grama. I only want to make this bracha during 15 days of a cycle. That qualifies as Zman Grama. So that's enough. It's an incredible chiddush, a very big yisoid, a beautiful chiddush. You learn here the concept of what is called Zman Grama, and we learn the concept that we have one bracha. There are two parts of the bracha. The second part of the bracha is not in the category of Zman Grama. The first part of the bracha is in the category of Zman Bracha. That already is enough of a reason to be considered entirely Zman Grama, and that's why women do not make the bracha, or at least not required to make the bracha on the Levana. That's what it says. Let's see.
The first part is Zman Grama, even though you can make it at any time.
The first part is Zman Grama because Chazal have told us, have instructed us only to make the bracha during the first 15 days. Even though technically there's nothing wrong with saying the bracha the entire 30 days. Just like Sukkah. Look at the case of Sukkah. Compare Sukkah to the moon. Sukkah, is there anyone holding you back from building a Sukkah today in the middle of the winter? Is there anyone holding you back? No. So why don't you do it today? Why don't you make the bracha, make the Sukkah in the winter? Because the Torah said you build the Sukkah only these 7 days of the year. So it's not a problem of reality. It's a problem of time. It's an issue of time. Physically, you can build a sukkah the entire year. 365, you can build a sukkah. But Chazal's Torah said, I only want you to do it during these 7 days. That is called Zman Grama. Now we have a new moon. A new moon every 30 days is a time to make the bracha. Theoretically, you should be able to make the bracha all 30 days. All 30 days. You should make every 30 days you make the bracha. Why don't you make the bracha the last 15 days? It's because you don't have a moon. You don't have a sukkah. You don't have a moon. The moon doesn't exist the last 15 days. It's disappearing. It's not called a moon. That is not called Zman Grama. That's called a reality check. Fact finders. It's not here. We don't have the facts in front of us. So along comes the Chemda Shlomo, and he says an incredible Chiddush. Incredible. He says, you're right. You're right. If that was the only issue, it would not be called Zman Grama, and a woman would be mechuyev to make the bracha. It's because of reality. But look at the bracha. It's a very complicated bracha. The Gemara discusses the bracha. And the majority of the bracha, 95% of the bracha, is a birchas hashevach. It's a blessing of praise, where we focus on the heavens and the stars and the kol tzvo hashamayim and the system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. This Birchas HaShevach technically can be said every single day.
So it's not a Zman Grama.
So it is a Zman Grama. There's nothing technically wrong with saying this bracha any single time due to the content of what it says in the bracha. But Chazal have instructed us, you're only permitted to recite it for 15 days. When the reality is fine, but Chazal have limited you to a specific time, when the Torah or Chazal have limited you to a specific time, that automatically puts you in the category of Zman Grama. So let's go further. So here we have here in the Nechshavus Kiyas Zman Grama. Achin Machmas Tzitzah Bracha Hashem Maror Nechshavus Ti Kmitzas Seish Zman Grama. Kevan Shabracha Zu Shayeches Bechol Hazmanim. Really, the bracha is Shayech all Zmanim. Shavihi Oisekes B'Maisa Bereishis Uvechol Zos. Nevertheless, Teknu Loim Rak Ad Emtsa HaChodesh. So this is the yisoid of the Chemda Shlomo in why the bracha of Kiddush Levana, this is a very big Kiddush, because it's hard to come across this idea. Why Kiddush Levana, it's called Zman Grama? It's because of the beginning of the bracha, not because of the end of the bracha. Okay, then it brings out from Rav Moshe, a very simple interpretation. Very, very simple. You don't have to come on to that. You can say, really, it's the moon. And even though it's true that you don't have a moon the last 15 days, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, because the moon does not exist for 15 days, you only have the moon for the first 15 days, that's already called Zman Grama. That's called the fact that you only make the bracha the first 15 days of the month, for whatever the reason is. Rav Moshe says that's already enough to be called a Zman Grama. Okay, now let's go to number two. Number two is the other issue we discussed yesterday. When does a child begin to say Kiddush Levana? Does a child say Kiddush Levana when he's 5 years old, or do you wait until he's 12 years old? Certain mitzvos, you begin to mechanech a child when they're 5, 6 years old, and there are certain mitzvos, you're not mechanech them until they're much older, like fasting. A child is not trained to fast until he's 12 years old. But when it comes to other mitzvos, generally to say Kriya Shema, what? You start when he's 5, 6 years old. So the question, which category does Kiddush Levana fall? Do we require a child to say Kiddush Levana when he's 5, 6 or when he was 12 years old? The guild Zekasav Le'el, when you chinech b'kriya shma, Le'el, the Indian Shasir, so we learn the Mishnah, it starts when he's 5, 6. Earlier the better. It starts when he's much younger. He'll show you the place. We start when we're younger. It means 6 or 7, like we mentioned, when laws of Kiddush. Amnam shalshush. Amnam hashulchan aruch lekamon v'mishnebur sham v'sharet tzion. Sham kasa leyin chinuch kat v'sukah shagil chinuch v'nesehun miben chamish hashesh kolach lofi charifasa v'hoisev v'sharet tzion sham shebir hagra kasa shetos seifer yesh v'shulchan aruch shakasa v'nchamish. So it depends. Okay, this is something which is very, it all depends on the child.
If you look in fact on number two.
Now here is something very interesting. V'nar sheyase bar mitzvah b'emes ha'chodesh kishadayin hu hazman shemutu l'kadesh v'yes ha'levana. What happens if you have a bar mitzvah boy? And the bar mitzvah, he will become bar mitzvah, let's say, on the 13th day of the month. And now it's the 4th day of the month. Like this past Mitzvah Shabbos. So if you're not from the Sechsard, if you're not from the Hasidic crowd, this past Mitzvah Shabbos, you would have said Kiddush Levana. So he is not yet Bar Mitzvah. But he will be Bar Mitzvah later this week. So maybe it's better he should wait to become Bar Mitzvah, so that he can do Kiddush Levana when he is an adult. Because, or maybe, a mitzvah bo liyadcha al tach mitzvah, even though he's a child, he should do it before he's bar mitzvah. Or maybe he should do it twice. He should do it before he's bar mitzvah, and now when he comes to bar chiyuva, he should do it again. So what is the halacha? So here is v'nar sheyase bar mitzvah b'emsa chodesh kishadayin hu hazman shemit l'kadosh b'es levona das hagoyin avshom zalman arbach sherashai levarich b'ruchas levona miyad. You don't have to wait. The boy who is becoming bar mitzvah this week can make the kishad levona this past mitzvah Shabbos when he's still a katan. Why? The whole halacha is only midrabanan. And chinuch is also a derabanan. So one rabanan. What? Yes, kiddush levana is only midrabanan.
No, in other words, this allows, for example, eating matzah. Matzah will be the 15th of the month.
Yeah.
And he's bar mitzvah, let's say, at the later on. Does he get the schar?
Well, the bar mitzvah, it's impossible to become the mitzvah then. If he's not bar mitzvah, the only time you became the rice is the first day. So manam shach, if he's bar mitzvah, he's mekayim the mitzvah of the rice. If he's not bar mitzvah, there's no tashlumin. For matzah, there's no yesim a shayla of a Pesach Sheni. What about Pesach Sheni? So he was not bar mitzvah. He first becomes bar mitzvah in between Pesach Rish and Pesach Sheni. So lechor is potter. Because Pesach Sheni is only ki yirchak mecha hamokoyim or tuma. It's not because of age.
Right. Rabbah seems to allow you to move it up
Why? Because he's the whole the entire mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is only midrabanan, and chinuch is midrabanan. So the mitzvah derabanan of chinuch is triggered immediately. He's 12 years old, he's almost 13 years old, and now in front of him is a levana. There's a mitzvah of chinuch right now, mitzvah derabanan. This, why is one mitzvah derabanan more important than another mitzvah derabanan? The mitzvah derabanan of chinuch is in front of us. Mitzvah b'liyadcha al tach mitzena. Don't worry about, you'll have an opportunity to do another mitzvah derabanan of Kiddush Levana in a few days from now. Right now, he has a mitzvah derabanan of chinuch.
That's good. So he doesn't get the mitzvah like his
brother? No, he does not. Yes, correct. And he doesn't do it again. Once he's done one, he does not do it again. Period. Okay, number three. Shekasav Hashulchan Aruch is referring to Shladas Rabbeinu Tam Katan Shegiel Legil Chinuch of Chayav Lchanchan Lekoy Kriyashma Udas Rashi Kevan Shakatan Einu Nimsa Sham Imav Bezman Kriyashma Einu Chayav Lchanchan Lekoy Kriyashma. Here he's referring to something which is not important for us at this moment. Okay, then he writes further. Okay, that's something else. Okay, let's go to Mishnah Berurah Beis. Let's go to number 5. Dirshu number 5. Dirshu number 5 is referring to what it says, that If it's Bein Hashmashos, if it's Bein Hashmashos, you are not allowed to be Mekadesh to Levana. You must derive benefit from the light. You must wait until it's Vadai Laila. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. It says that in the Mechaber, the Ein Lekasha Chodesh Ela Belayla, the Eish Alavana Zorachas, and you have Hana from its light. And Bein Hashmashos, Mishnah Berurah comments that Bein Hashmashos is premature. Now the Dirshu elaborates. So the Kadesh Alavana LaAchar Alois HaShachar. What about the other way around? It's early in the morning. It's after Alois HaShachar. The crack of dawn has passed. Incredible that it's more makel. We're more lenient in the morning than we are when you're leaving the night than when you're entering that, because the moon is still shining. You should not do so.
So when you say Alois HaShachar, like today's sun rose about... That's sunrise. I know, 6:49.
So 72 minutes before sunrise is Alois HaShachar.
So he's saying after Alois HaShachar.
After Alois HaShachar, I guess you have to make, you have to have benefit. What's called benefit, I do not know. You have to evaluate that there's still, you would still, if you would turn off all the city lights, you would still derive benefit from the moonlight. Of course, once you get to 10 minutes before sunrise, you're not deriving benefit from the moonlight, obviously. So there is a shear. Bein Hashmashos, it appears that Bein Hashmashos is, when you're leaving the day and going into the night, you have to wait until you hit Vaday Laila. But when you're in the nighttime, I guess it means that your eyes are accustomed. If you do not have city lights, electricity, and it's pitch black at night, and now, and you do, the only benefit you are deriving is from the moonlight, and then the crack of dawn begins, Alois HaShachar, I guess it's a psychological thing, according to the opinion, that you're still in that frame of mind of being able to benefit from the moonlight, that continues with you for a period of time until the sun rays have already appeared and it takes away from your mind the ability to concentrate on the moonlight. Okay, let's go further. However, the chiluk edeos b'shut yaskil avdei kosav she'ein lekadesh asalavana. Achare Alois HaShachar, the agoin of Nosim Karelitz, Hoira, Shakol Oid Shechoshuch, the Halavana Nires Hetev, Ev Shalavore Choleha. You can be lenient as long as you can make that evaluation that you are still deriving benefit from the moonlight. You can make a bracha on the Levana. Let's turn now to page 47 in the back of the book. I'll show you where it is.
Page 47,
the back of the book, on the bottom. Shaniras number 6. Okay, he'll show you where it is. Don't worry. Shaniras number 47, page 47 on the bottom. Shaniras halavanu menu. You have to have. Yeah, now, what happens if there's a cloud? So we discussed yesterday, glass. And if it's a little bit cloudy, the hanenez kosav. Habirke Yosef she'ein tzach shebepoil yehena hu ma'ira el lekol shemira ba'oven shroy lechonas ma'ira v'shal levarach. When we learn over here, this is nogi aloch lemaisa bezman hazeh. Doesn't you have to actually have benefit? You know, if you actually have to have benefit from the moonlight to make the bracha, we would be in a lot of trouble, because I don't know what we would do. We have to have a blackout every blackout, we'd have to go out. Who knows where we would have to go to go for Kiddush Levana. It means that, theoretically speaking, if you would turn out all the lights, you would be able to theoretically derive benefit from the moon. That is enough to make the bracha. But you don't have to actually hold up your sitter to the moon and then have benefit from the moonlight. Number 7. V'imrak chelka b'chusaben. Let's say you have a situation where part of the moon is concealed and part is exposed. Can you make the bracha? It's very common. You have a half a moon. Part of it is concealed by a cloud. You can make a bracha. Even if you only see part of the cloud. Now, we learned in the Mishnah Berurah where you can see the outline of the entire moon. It's just that there's a thin cloud. That was the case of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, we have a thin cloud. We see. Let's say the moon is 30%, like on a regular, like on Tzor Shabbos, and there is a cloud covering the entire moon. But the cloud is very, very thin, so you can see the outline of the cloud, and you can make of the moon, and you can make an evaluation. If there were no city lights, being that the light is penetrating through this very thin cloud, you would be able to derive some slight benefit. But let's say you have a situation where you have a thick cloud, and the thick cloud is covering exactly half of the visible part of the moon. So what's halach? Is that case worse or is it the same? So it's the same. It's just as long as you can derive benefit from part of the moon that is exposed, you can make the bracha. The imrak chelka mechusa ne'anan chayri agoyin nevshom zaman arbach shem reshai levarich halecha v'chein noite lehotel ha'ish lavram v'halek ed yoyesher kosav shepam ro'a baltrum sadeshin rak misa levana Kevin Shechelka Hisamhusa Bionan the Afa Bihid Bir Alaha Maisaraf a Maisa where one of the Gdilis show he made a bracha mamish on a cloud that was partially covered by a thick cloud. Okay, now then he brings down from the glass. We read this yesterday. The last thing that yesterday was we read with him from the Shaar Tzion, that if you're indoors and you only can see the moon through glass, through a window, it's mutar bidiyavid. There are two problems. Number one, you're not tachas kipas hashamayim. You're covered by the ceiling. You really should be outdoors underneath the heaven. Okay, but let's put that aside. But the second issue is that you're not seeing the moon through the air. You're seeing it through glass. It's really no worse than glasses. And what's the heter to wear glasses when you do a mitzvah? Right? When you get an aliyah. When you're laying, a Baal Koyre, how is he allowed to lay with his glasses on? You're not seeing the Sefer Torah through directly. You're seeing it through glass. So this is a common issue. It's mutter. It's not an issue. That's still called seer. The din zeh. Number 8, Shayachal Likade Shalvana Derech Haloin, Kasa Bashar Tzion Lahalon, Beshemashar Tshuva, Shehudavko Im Yodea Bebir Shemash Ameir Kinegdoi Hu Or Halavana. You have to be certain that what you see is Or Halavana. Avlam Roya Derech Haloin Rag Zohoi Rirus Be'olma. Let's say it's thick glass. And you're not really getting Ke'ein Demus HaLavana. It's a similar halach. You have to just see. If you see the Levana, and you would be able to derive benefit, if the city lights were off, some of that light would penetrate your window, you can make the bracha. A symbol. Let's say a person is ill, and he can't go out of his house, and he has to make Kiddush Levana in his home. Shagam Roya Bebiris Al Or HaLavana Shlechatchila Toim Yoyser Levtoech Esachalonu Levarech Lechatchila. If you can, if you're homebound, it's better to open the window. To open, well, that's even better. But if you can't open, you can't stick your head out at least, and it's ideal to open the window where there should not be. Why is this different than glasses? I do not know. When did else you have these shilas? Remember learning all these halachas? Birchas Hachana, a couple of years ago, it was Birchas Hachana. It's very interesting. The laws of Birchas Hachana are very similar, almost identical to the laws of Kiddush Levana.
One by day.
What, one is by day, one is by night, and they have the same exact shilas, people that are not well, people that are homebound, and they want to make the kid, and want to make Birchas Hachama. You can make Birchas Hachama until Chatzos, b'diavad. You don't have to wait until we have a minute, do kivasikin, sunrise. But you can make b'diavad all the way until Chatzos. So let's say a person, vasikin, you're not going to be able to sit in Flapush where there are all these buildings, you're not going to be able exactly, unless you have a good view, you can see sunrise. But by the time it comes Chatzos, somewhere in your house, you can look out the window, you can see the sun. So this is a very common shaila. People that are not able to, are not well, not able to go outside, can they make Kiddush Birchas Hachama indoors? So these same exact shailas, the chatchila, you should open the window. But if you can't open the window, you can make the bracha even not opening the window, and you can even make the bracha if you don't see the sun. If you just long enough, the sun is shining, and there are no clouds. So there are many. All of these halachas are related. But one thing at least we take out of this takeaway from this is that the chatchila, a person should be outside. Tachas avir hashem, you make kishlovan, you should not be underneath an awning. It's very common. You come out of shul, people do not know the halacha, they stand under awnings. when they make Kiddush Levana, or they stand under trees, or they stand under whatever branches, whatever it is, you should be under the ear, the Tachas Avir Hashemayim, and you should see the Levana directly. But if you can't do that, b'diavad, it's okay to make the bracha indoors, and even indoors, even through a glass window, but v'lechatchila, you should open up the window. Yes, it is. Yes, in chelik, all the various brachas that we make on thunder and lightning in the chelik aleph. Yes. Okay, let's see number nine. Number nine says, "Shakas avsham sharoyes alavana rak kishemarkiv mashkafim." Mishkafayim, sorry, glasses. When you markif means to wear, literally to ride. When you're riding your glasses, of course you can make a bracha with glasses on. Now, what about if you only can see the moon through a microscope, a telescope? The haroyes alavana derech mishkefes, a telescope. So, what is halacha? Can you do that? In other words, it's so cloudy or whatever. So kazgan shoshal zamarbach shetzarichin mezeh im rashal levarich shekayvan shehi ri'ah loy tivis. It's not natural. It's with a instrument. Yitachin she'ena nikreis ri'ah lecholdini ha'torah hatzrichim ri'ah. That was like in a sefer Torah. If anything, today a laser printer. What's a laser printer? It's dots. How many dots per inch? So really, top-notch laser printer, they'll have 1,200 dots per inch, right? That means in 1 inch, you can get in the microscopic 1,200 dots on the screen's pixels. But the closer you look with the microscope, there are blank spaces. When you write with your pen, if you take a microscope, you'll see that it's not one line. There are blank spaces in between teeny little spaces. So in a Sefer Torah, you always shyless, there are always questions that the letters are not taught that you have a letter. You have an aleph. On top of the aleph, there's a little yud. The yud has to be connected. So if you look close enough, you'll see that the little yud on top of the aleph is not touching the guf of the aleph. Well, if you take a microscope, you'll see that they're not touching. If you don't take a microscope and you stand at this part of the bima, you'll see it looks like it's touching. If you go this close, so maybe sometimes yes, sometimes not. That's the issue. When you pass it on the Sefer Torah, don't look too hard. You stand at the average distance that the Baal Koreh stands when he reads from the Sefer Torah, and if it looks like it's connected, it's connected. And if it doesn't look like it's connected, it's not connected. That is the rule. There are people that will tell you that today, I've heard this many times, that today you see always Seferim that come with a loop, right? Magnifying glass in a loop. So they'll tell you, why? But no, this is not, why am I doing this? Because this is my parnasa, and I kill my eyes. So when I look with a magnifying glass, that's equivalent to looking at a distance. Or what they really tell you is, you want to understand what you're looking at, and then when you look at it at a distance, you can have a better understanding of what exactly you're looking at. This is very common with an estrog, the same idea with an estrog. In estrog, there are certain things, if you look close enough, you'll always find microscopic imperfections. So you're not mechuyevet, when you look at an estrog, you hold it at a distance that you would hold it when you make the bracha. You don't go like this. So why is everyone in the store taking these microscopes and looking? So they'll tell you, I want to see what it looks like microscopically. So I get an understanding of what I'm looking at. Then, when I look at it at a distance, I can paskin the halacha. There's a lot of lum, there's a lot of seichel to it. They're not paskining based upon what they're seeing with the microscope. They're not. You go to the big post, they all sit with loops. They're looking to get a better understanding at what they're dealing with. Then the decision is made. I understand the issue. I understand what we're dealing with. Now let me see if it's really an issue. And you hold it at a distance and you look at it. Now you can make a proper decision. So it's not necessarily a contradiction.
What about bugs in the water?
What?
Bugs in the water.
Same shaila. No, that's you're right. If you cannot see the bug in the water, that's a very big shaila. So the claim is to avoid that shaila. This is what they claim, that the bugs are visible. They do claim it's visible. That's the first thing they claim. If they're not visible, that's another shaila. Some say yes, some say not. That's a separate issue. They're not visible to the naked eye. But the first thing that they claim about the Kobokads, oh, don't, I don't have a filter in my house. Shouldn't say that.
You know what?
Rybelski, he doesn't hold of this. I'm very lenient. My father was very lenient with these things. Rybelski, in the shul, my father's shul, they had, of course, they had all the filters, everything, because, you know, for business, you have to have filters, but the OU has a policy that they will not give a heksher in New York unless they have a filter. Even though they're post-skim, they have two major posts, Rybelski holds that it's not an issue. You do not need a filter on your sink in New York because of its told us. He has a lot of lumps. Rav Herschel Schechter, he changed his mind. I don't know where currently what his personal preference is. He changed his mind at least once in the process of this issue. But so it could very well, at one point in time, both of their poskim are of the opinion that you don't need to have a filter. Yet the OU, because since there are a significant number of people out there that do want filters, so for business purposes, you have a filter. You have this is a functional thing. But the point over here is you have over here a microscope looking at the Levana through a telescope. Shlomo Zalman says the L'choir is not correct, and you cannot be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Okay, so we'll stop here. We're up to the next Sif.
With the bug,
what?
The idea is that necessary with the naked eye.